Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the 75th anniversary official broadcast of NZART. Presidential comment leads tonight's broadcast. From Upper Hutt, here's our NZART president, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Mark?
Kia ora and pamari. Well, here we are at the end of the year, having survived the pandemic of COVID-19. Looking back, I guess this time last year we had no idea of what was coming, but in true Kiwi fashion, we handled it with others around us, in our bubbles, accepted the position and took on board what the government was telling us. We did the lockdown and then again later on. We as a nation came together and we have the collective compliance of everyone to be thankful for the position that we are in now. Some amongst you may no doubt not be happy with this approach, where your freedoms were not available and you must do what is required for the greater good. Having said that, some amongst the membership and outside of the membership at times find the decisions made by NZART, decisions where outcomes are not to their liking, or of other matters involving NZART. They seem to express that, as an organisation, it is either inept or not listening to the membership at large. I expressed to these people, what would have happened had you not followed the government approach? Where would we be now? This is not to say that you cannot query or express an opinion, but please exercise some thought before making these comments, whether it is in person, an email or social media. The actions of a few can damage all the hard work done and affect the many. As in the nursery story, we are not Chicken Little running around saying that the sky is falling when it is not. Calm down, people, and carry on. Moving on, I expect you'll be thinking of what 2021 has in hold for us. Hopefully better than 2020. Start thinking now of your attendance at Druckwite Field Day at the end of February, attending the next conference in Napier in June. Early planning now will make life easier on, especially with travel and accommodation requirements. I hope that you all have time off to enjoy the summer and Christmas and New Year with family members and friends. Also exercise sun safety. Slip on a shirt. Slop on some sunscreen. Slap on a hat. Seek some shade and slide on your sunglasses. And finally, scan the QR code on your phone for COVID-19. See you all next year. Back to you, Jim.
And thank you, Mark. The President of NZART, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. NZART Conference for 2021, hosted by Napier Branch 25 over the weekend of the 5th to the 7th of June 2021, is being held at the East Pier Hotel and Conference Centre, right on the waterfront near the Ahuri Harbour entrance. See more details on the club's website at www.zl2gt.nz. Plan now for NZART Conference 2021 in Napier. Time now for our NZART Business Manager's monthly update. To Upper Hutt we go and say a very good evening to Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Kia ora, Jim, and good evening, everyone. What a hell of a year. I, for one, will be very pleased to see the back of it, as I'm sure all of you are. March, we went into lockdown, so I was forced to work from home for 2 months. While this was okay for a while, I wouldn't recommend it full time. The lines between work and home life becomes a little blurred. It was always the intention of NZART to employ another part-time assistant. Therefore, the interview process began, and I'm very pleased to say Annalise was appointed to the position in August. This also coincided with at least 20 additional hours of work required for AREC administration, as they too entered into an understanding with Landsar and NZSAR, as funding was made available by the Ministry of Transport for a 3-year project to streamline training and emergency communications within New Zealand. To add to that, while our annual conference was unable to be held at Queen's Birthday weekend, an AGM had to be organised. This was held at the Brentwood Hotel in Wellington and was really well attended, both in person and a new form of communicating coming from the whole lockdown period, Zoom. It just may be a new future tool we can use. Finally, after the dust settled for this, it was time to seek a new office premise, having been at the previous location for 16 years. And the fact it was now too small, I, with Mark, ZL2UFI, sought potential office space in and around the entire Hutt Valley. No mean task, as rental prices are now horrific and office space not so accommodating. Suffice to say, I was very lucky to secure a place about 500 metres from the old office, a much larger, brighter and more inviting office to work in for a fraction more of our previous cost. I am currently subletting short-term to assist with the moving costs, but all in all, it makes for a much more productive workspace. Room aplenty to host meetings, etc., which has recently been tested, as we enter the next phase of ongoing change, one requiring much more work in the membership and accounting programs we use, and combining the new requirements of ARC. Early next year, as many of you are aware, banks will no longer be accepting cheques, with more changes taking place in how we are able to accept and process credit card transactions. Life goes on, but there are always changes. It's how we embrace those changes is what counts. I will keep you posted on how these may affect you in the coming months. May I take this opportunity to wish you all a very happy Christmas and a much healthier 2021. You may hear a new voice on the air in the new year. With a little encouragement, Annalise will alternate with myself to update you on headquarters events. We both thank you for all your support throughout the year, and God bless you all. Back to you, Jim.
And thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, the NZART Business Manager. As you may have read in your latest break-in, this official broadcast marks the anniversary of 75 years of continuous NZART official broadcasts, with my predecessor and mentor, Doug Gorman, ZL2IY, completing the first 40 years, with me, ZL2BHF, completing 35 years of official broadcasts tonight. My years to date producing and presenting the official broadcast has involved me working with 10 NZART presidents, and I thought I'd commence tonight's look back with a quick journey through the presidential years, remembering the voices and the period they led our NZART team. Starting in 1985.
While in England, I met briefly with Joan Heathershaw, the president of RSGB, and I'd like to pass on her thanks to Waro for the message sent from their 25th celebrations in Whanganui.
The voice of Terry Carroll, ZL3QL from Christchurch, and NZRT's president from June 1985 through until 1991.
Good evening. We've had a very successful conference at Flock House, and I've had time now to have a little review of the five-year development plan for NZRT.
From Wellington Branch 50 Country, the voice of Trevor King, ZL2AKW, and NZART's president, June 1991 through April 1992.
Presenting the broadcast tonight, I am Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF, president, NZART. Good evening, everyone. In presidential comment on the broadcast tonight, I'd like to start with just a few words concerning repeaters and bulletin boards.
A voice hopefully by now familiar to most. ZL2BHF was NZART president April 1992 through June 1997.
We have a new team running the association now, with 7 out of the 17 councillors new this term. Members should look around and identify the new and the old familiar faces.
Taking over the helm as NZART president in June 1997, that was the voice of Alan Wallace, ZL1AMW, from Hamilton. Alan was Association President through until June of 2001.
I thought Conference 2001 was very good, a great event in our 75th year. Thanks must go to the organising committee and the many behind-the-scenes helpers. My thanks to our immediate past President Alan, ZL1AMW, for the work he has done during the 14 years he was on council.
The voice of the late Peter Norden, ZL2SJ. Peter was NZART President 2001 through 2005. He fell silent key in November 2016.
Good evening, Jim, and greetings to all listeners, and of course, most especially to our NZART members. While for some the New Plymouth Wingwan Symposium is now a distant but happy memory, it is still very much to the fore in the minds of councillors.
the calm and reasoned voice of the late Bruce Douglas at L2WP. Bruce was president of NZART from 2005 through 2009. Bruce fell silent key in February 2016.
Thank you, Jim, and good evening, listeners. Firstly tonight, a big thank you to the combined Hawke's Bay branches for putting on such an enjoyable conference at Queen's Birthday weekend. It was a great opportunity to catch up with everyone.
A voice recognised by all, the late Roy Simons at L2KH from New Plymouth Branch 27. Roy was NZART president from 2009 through February 2012 when he resigned due to failing health. Said L2KH fell silent key in January 2013.
Firstly, I'd like to say a great big thank you to Nelson Branch and the great job done by their conference committee led by Stuart at L2STR. We all enjoyed the conference over Queen's Birthday weekend with good food, good weather and good company.
The voice of Vaughan Henderson, then ZL1TGC, now ZL1VH of North Shore Auckland. Vaughan was vice president in 2012 and became president when Roy Simons at L2KH stepped down. Vaughan continued as NZART president until June of 2015.
Hello everyone from the mainland. At our AGM in Hamilton, it was my privilege to take over as NZART president from Vaughan ZL1VH, so this is my first broadcast in this role. Vaughan has served the association well and I would like to acknowledge his contribution.
Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW of Marlborough Branch 22, indicating that the president of NZART was once again resident on the South Island. Stuart, ZL2TW, was president June 2015 through June 2019.
Well, the conference weekend in New Plymouth is over, and what a great weekend it was. The Plymouth Hotel was an excellent venue, and the catering was first class. The AGMs on Saturday and the forums on Sunday had everyone talking and there was something for everyone. Thanks to the team from the New Plymouth branch for their hard work and putting on a great show.
The voice of Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI from Upper Hutt, our NZART president since June 2019. And of course Mark, ZL2UFI, is heard monthly on this broadcast. It is true to say that the most formative years of the official broadcast were the 1980s and early 90s. And tonight, the opportunity to feature some of the broadcast's key developments and past voices. My initial introduction to the broadcast was as a 28-year-old in June of 1980. It would be another 5 years until I officially took over the reins from Doug Gorman, ZL2IY.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jim Meacham, and tonight I'm standing in for Doug ZL2IY, who is overseas at this time. In the broadcast tonight, we have a report on the conference in Greymouth, comments from our president, ZL1HV, contest and awards information, and news from the branches.
In 1982, NZART headquarters had moved from Christchurch to Wellington.
The headquarters office of the association was officially opened by the mayoress of Upper Hutt, Mrs. Jan Curtin, on Saturday, 13th of November.
Radio repeater technology in New Zealand had advanced. This announcement came in February 1984.
Today, the Wellington VHF Group commissioned the first completely microprocessor-controlled amateur repeater in New Zealand. The amateur 2-metre repeater on the Belmont Hills, that's between the Wellington suburb of Tawa and the Hutt Valley, is on 147.1 megahertz.
Now from the broadcast in January of 1987, a voice familiar to so many, the late Jock White ZL2GX, after whom our Jock White National Field Day is named.
Well, here I am. This is Jock White, the contest and awards manager. I guess at this time of the year that most people will be thinking of the forthcoming Field Day contest. And in fact, I'm sure that with the active branch secretaries and organisers, that preparations are now well underway.
To April 1987, and it was an update from the OCARC.
Here are the results for the ARC Field Day held on the 12th of April. The number of stations taking part was 225. The number of operators that took part was 294. 48 sections took part. There were 4,807 messages sent, and there were 4,630 messages received. The average number of messages sent per station this year was 21.16, only marginally less than last year's total of 22.07.
The voice of Ron Morgans at L2GQ, now a silent key. Updates about the National Link developments were regular. In July 1987, Peter Williams at L2ARW reported,
"As most of you will no doubt be aware, the Wellington to Auckland link has now been operating successfully since April. This experimental single-channel link followed on closely from the permission given to NZART to use a relay site in the Egmont National Park."
The editor of Breakin appeared on the broadcast on a regular basis. Here's Craig ZL3TLB's report, going back to September in 1987.
Thank you, Jim, and good evening, everybody. The October issue of Breakin is the first branch issue of the Hawke's Bay VHF group, and a fine job they've done too. Their articles include a narrowband FM adapter, a direct conversion modem, the bobtail antenna, a packet radio gateway station, and using trees as antennas. The October issue can be expected out in about 2 weeks.
By December 1987, the reformatted broadcast was in its stride. My guest on that broadcast had a voice that was known in the day to most New Zealand radio amateurs.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Doug Gorman, ZL2IY. Tonight, looking at the amateur radio year of 1987.
To February 1988, the National Link was still expanding. This report from John Yildren, ZL2TRV, now ZL4JY.
During the third week of February, a team from the Wellington VHF group spent 2 days installing the 3975 UHF link station at Blue Duck, a BCNZ site north of Kaikoura. That weekend, they travelled further south to assist Christchurch branch with the installation of a 900 repeater at Marley's Hill.
To March 1988, and we heard footage of Dan Wilkinson, ZL2AB, and Clive Liddell, ZL3ND, celebrating a QSO 60 years after their first QSO.
"Congratulations, Clive. We made it. After 60 years, eh? Oh, well, you don't sound any the worse for wear, Clive. You don't sound any the worse for wear."
"Yes, those were very, very interesting times, and of course you got a great feel out of the fact that you, when you put a signal out, you actually went and were able to speak to somebody."
It was January 1989, and the first time that the amateur radio newsline was heard on the NZART official broadcast.
"This is Newsline. I'm Roy Neal, K6DUE, reporting from High Point, North Carolina, where the top story is more ARRL action on no code.
In June of 1989, President Terry Carroll, ZL3QL, made an announcement that began the path that led to the amateur radio examination system we have today.
"Amateur operators' certificate examinations. The Radio Frequency Service have advised that they desire to shed this responsibility on January the 1st, 1990. NZART has been invited to set up an examination system, and the planning that has been in abeyance for some 12 months will be resurrected."
To 1990, and New Zealand was all go with the Commonwealth Games fever. Amateur radio was part of it.
"Set up in the tea kiosk in the recreation area of the Games Village is ZM14CG. Using an FT767 and an open wire fed dipole for the 8 bands between 80 and 10 metres, and an FT736 with a Yagi pointing at Klondike on 70 centimetres, the 59 volunteer operators have made over 2,000 contacts.
On the broadcast in September 1994, I paid tribute to my official broadcast mentor and very good friend, Doug Gorman, ZL2IY.
Doug was the officer commanding AREC from 1949 through to 1985, a period of 36 years. It is not so well known that for 5 years, Doug served as our association general secretary, 1944 to 1948, the post-war years. But there was more. Doug was our president, 1974 to 1977. In 1946, Doug commenced the monthly official broadcast service, a transmission he made on the last Sunday of the month for 40 years. Doug made his final official broadcast on behalf of NZART on November the 24th in 1985.
That's it. A quick look at some of the voices and early developments of the NZART official broadcast since December in 1985. 35 years have passed, with over 400 broadcasts. There remains many stories still to be told. This is ZL6A. Joining us tonight, reporting for WARO, here's Rosemary ZL1RO.
"Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone.
It's great to be part of this special broadcast celebrating 75 years of the official broadcast and to congratulate Jim Zedell 2BHF for keeping it going over the past 35 years. Thanks to Jim too for allowing Waro to have a spot in the official broadcast for many of those years. Waro is still in recess, but our members are keeping the regular nets going. You'll hear them on Monday nights on the national system at 2000 hours, and an HF net on Thursday night, also on 2000 hours, on 3.695 MHz. Auckland area YLs meet on Sunday night on the 146625 repeater at 1900, and Nelson area YLs on Wednesday nights at 1930 on the 147025 repeater. All YLs are welcome to check into these nets. You do not have to be a Waro member. Thanks to TopCZL2LS, who continues to edit, compile and send out the Waro bulletin to members. Here is a reminder that Waro YLs will hold their annual general meeting at the NZART conference in Napier next June to determine the future of Waro, and I hope to see many members there. It's important that we have a good attendance at that meeting. On behalf of Vice President Bev, ZL3OV, and the Waro Executive, we wish you all a very happy Christmas, a prosperous new year, and a safe and healthy holiday season. We have so much to be thankful for in our part of the world as it is now, but do stay safe. That's all from Waro tonight, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thanks for those kind words, Rosemary. Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO, reporting for Waro. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the last from this year's Branch News for the official broadcast for 2020. It have only two items this month. First, from the Hibiscus Coast Amateur Radio Society, NZART Branch 80. The next Earth Station project meeting is currently scheduled for the 27th of January, 2021. Nelson Branch 26 NZART has a club barbecue and picnic at Rabbit Island on Sunday the 24th of January starting from 10:30 a.m. but lunch will be ready from 12:30 p.m. Bring salad or a dessert to share, something to eat with and something to sit on. Remember your fox hunting gear as there will be a fox hunt from 1:30 p.m. on 145.5 MHz. And if you can't find anyone, call on the 7025 repeater for help. Well, that's all that I have this month and for 2020. I wish everyone a great Christmas and hopefully we'll all have a better 2021.
Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. And lastly tonight, a reminder of NZART Portable Activity Day to be held on New Year's Day, the 1st of January 2021. What better way to forget 2020 than by getting outdoors and operating knowing there'll be others doing the same? Find all the details and suggestions for Portable Activity Day on the NZART homepage calendar at www.nzart.org.nz. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday the 28th of February 2021. There is no official broadcast in January. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART 75th anniversary official broadcast in December 2020. Season's greetings, everyone, and a very good night. Good night now.